إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we are taught in the corporate world in terms of productivity and production and so on and so forth. We are taught to think in terms of results. Say management by objective, management by results and so on and so on, all kinds of different ways. But basically the focus is look at the result and do whatever it takes to achieve the result that you want. Now in Islam, we have a different angle to this, where we don't say that result is not important, but we say that the process which leads to the result is more important. And the reason we say the process is more important is because of two things. One is the process is in your control. The result is not in your control. So the process is in your control, so you can determine what process to use and how to use it. And second thing is that logically it follows that if you are on the correct process, if you are using the correct process, then the result you want will be achieved. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim." Make this dua and say, "Oh Allah, guide us to the path." Allah did not say guide us to Jannah. Allah did not say give us Jannah. That goes without saying, and in other places in the Quran we have been asked to ask for Jannah. But Allah said, guide us to Jannah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Similarly, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. So we are looking at processes, we are looking at the pathway, and we say that we stay on the path. So therefore two things are required. One is to ensure that we stay on this path with consistency. The whole issue of any journey, the whole issue of any race, the first and most important thing for anyone who wants to win a race is to remain in the race. Right? That is the first. I mean, it is such a given that normally if you ask someone, what does it take to win a race? Nobody will mention this, because this is a given, it's understood, right? But it's understood in the same way. For example, if you tell someone, if an airline gives a survey and says, please list in the order of importance, if you are taking a flight, what are the most important things for you? I bet you nobody will say, the most important thing for me is to arrive at my destination alive and well. Nobody will write this. That doesn't mean that people are boarding the flight in order to die. Safety is such a given that nobody will talk about that. They will say, I must have check-in, must be quick, right? I should be welcomed on board, seats must be comfortable, service should be good, food should be good, and this and this and this. But nobody will say that the plane must take off, should not crash, I must not die, you know, ensure the safety of the plane, safety of the people. Nobody will talk about this. Not because it's not important, but contrary to the fact, it's so important that it is taken as the norm. That, why must I talk about safety? Obviously, you have to arrive. You are talking about something other than that. So similarly, if you talk about what does it take to win a race, supposing you tell me I'm running a marathon, what must I do to win the marathon? I bet I can tell you all kinds of things, you know, wear these kinds of shoes and this and that and so on and so on. What I probably will not tell you is that stay in the marathon. Make sure that you continue to run the whole 21 miles, right, to the end, because that's taken as a given. The same thing happens to us in life, so the first thing to understand is that to remain in the race is most important. Therefore, to remain on the path, Sirat al-Mustaqim, is very important. And that is the most important thing. And here we will not take it as a given. We will take it as something which should be we should remind ourselves continuously about this. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Surah al-Fatiha a rukun of the Salah, for without which the Salah is not valid. So every rakat of every Salah, irrespective of what the Salah is, we recite this Surah to remind ourselves to remain on the path of steadfastness. The second important thing there is that if it is something that you have to remain on for all your life, then you should also enjoy the journey. If you are focused on the destination alone, and if you forget about the journey, then you will not stay with the journey. The journey will get frustrated. It will get frustrating. And if you look at the world today, you will find that the journey for a lot of people is frustrating. Because you find the world is, you know, we have all kinds of difficulties and stresses and strains, and this is happening and that is happening. And because we are not attuned to consistently remaining on the path, and we are not attuned to enjoying the journey, we get frustrated with the journey when we are faced with difficulties. Now you might say, well, how can I enjoy difficulties? How am I supposed to enjoy difficulties? There is pain, there is suffering, there is, all kinds of financial problems or other kinds of problems. So how can I enjoy that? You enjoy that by remembering that this is not the goal of our life. The goal of our life is to win the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. The goal of our life is to earn the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to earn the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has sent us on a path. So on this path now when we go, every difficulty that we encounter, every joy we encounter, every sorrow we encounter, every difficulty we encounter, every ease we encounter, all of these are minallahi ta'ala, first and foremost. So these come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you enjoy the journey by saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me this. So if Allah gave me this, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is interested in me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his attention is on me, and therefore I say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Then this draws me towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially difficulties. We tend to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our times of happiness. We should not do that, but we tend to do that. But in times of difficulties, even the most ghafil person, even the most thoughtless person will come back to Allah. So, the difficulty draws us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is in difficulty, his dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and listens to this dua. So, when you are in difficulty, whether it is health, whether it is any other kind of difficulty, the dua you make is maqbool with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. So, this difficulty now, we are seeing it in a different way. Oh, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that is drawing me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something where my dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fourth thing is the difficulty makes you tough. They are saying among the Arabs, they say that the blow that doesn't break your back only makes it stronger. So it makes you tough. Take the people who are going through difficulties, may Allah protect us from some such situations. People are going through difficulties which we today cannot even imagine. Take the people of Palestine, for example. People of Gaza and other places in Palestine. For 70 years, we are talking about two generations, three generations of people. Difficult doesn't stop. Continuously, time after time after time. Take now what's happening in Yemen, for example. Right? After all of this trouble, there's even more trouble. But the reality of life is that the people who come out of these things, and somebody comes out, I mean, there's nothing, there's no complete annihilation. There's always people who will survive and who will come out. The people who come out of that are people who have been through the fire. So they are people who become extremely tough, who become extremely strong and extremely powerful. And this is, if you read history, this is what you will see. You will see people who have gone through very difficult times, who come out of that, they come out very, very strong. Now obviously we do not ask Allah for difficulties, and if we get difficulties, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection and His help. We ask Allah for the protection and help for all of those who are in difficulties, for the people of Yemen, for the people of Palestine, for the people of Syria, for the people of Egypt, for people of everywhere, Iraq, Afghanistan, may Allah have mercy on the Ummah. There are so many names, every day one new name is added to this list. May Allah protect all of them and strengthen them and strengthen those who are fighting for justice. But the point is that at the end of that, it is not going to, the people who come out will be people who will come out strong. So therefore, the journey is very important, and therefore when you see the journey and you see these difficulties, you understand that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to make us better people. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of a person who goes through difficulties. He said, even to the extent a thorn pricks your foot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive a sin because of that. So imagine the people who are going through difficulties, whoever it might be, when they come out of this difficulty, they are coming out completely clean from all sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins without putting us through the difficulties, because this is the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need to put us into difficulties in order to forgive our sins. This is one of the outcomes of it. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins without putting us through any difficulties. But if we find ourselves in a difficulty, we remember all of this. And we say, wallahi, this is alhamdulillah min Allahi ta'ala. I ask Allah for relief. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ba'da al-usri yusra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ma'al usri yusra. After the difficulty is the ease, and with the difficulty is the ease. Both of these ayat have come in the Quran. So therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease. But through the journey. So therefore, very important for us to keep focused on the process. Understanding that the right process leads us to the right destination, which is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, jannatul firdaus ul-ala bi ghairi hisab. And without hisab. So we ask Allah for this. And we focus on remaining on the path and on the correct process. That is the reason why the importance of salah. Because salah is, when you are on the right path, what is required is constant monitoring. Right? You have to even if you are on the right road, supposing you are driving a car and you are on the right track, you can't put the car on the road and then you go to sleep. You can't go to sleep. You have to be awake, right? Because things may come on the path, the car may stray here and there, and you might end up crashing. You can't sleep. You have to be awake. You have to constantly correct your direction. You have to constantly ensure that you remain on the right path. You may have started on the right path, all right. Nothing wrong with that. But the fact is that only when we end the journey, and that's why Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, innamal amalu bil khawatim. He said the amal, the action is based on the result. So you may have a good life, alhamdulillah, may Allah save us from this, but we may have a good life, and then towards the end of our life, you might end up with some serious issues where we do not have a good ending. May Allah protect us from this. I have seen some people with this, where they lived their whole life very well, and then towards the end of their life, they got caught in brother of shaitan came and put some rubbish into their head, and they got big issues and big problems with Aqidah, and they ended up with an Allah knows how they died or what Aqidah they died on, because whatever I knew from that person, from their conversation, they were way out of Islam. They were somewhere else, Allah knows best, because they had gone completely haywire. And thinking about the person, here is a man who is now in his 80s, who is in this mess. And all his life, he was perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with him. He was doing his ibadat and everything else. And right towards the tail end of his life, this thing happens to him and he's, gone bonkers. And something has gone wrong with him. And may Allah protect us from that. This happens. So, that is the reason why this monitoring is very important. That's the reason why salah is so important. That we just come out of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. But salah is every day with us. And that is the reason why salah is so important, because salah is a continuous monitoring at least 5 times a day. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq, we pray more than that. But at least 5 times a day, we are monitoring our path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Am I on the right path? Alhamdulillah. If I'm on the right path, if I'm not on the right path, the time to make tawbah, the time to turn around, to make istighfar is right now. The moment you get that awareness that I am doing something wrong, immediately stop doing that. There's no ta'khir in this. There's no delay in this. There's no saying, hold on a minute, I'll do that tomorrow or after sometime. No. Right now, you're doing something wrong, immediately stop doing that and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to stay on the path and to enjoy the journey and to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask for the right path. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the right path and to grant us this path in a good state of being in every way, and to take us on this right path to the right destination, which is His rida and Jannatul Firdaus. وصلی اللہ علیہ نبی الکریم وعلیٰ آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.